Yeah, so I'm a chief engineer, and I've worked on ships like this my whole life. This is a Panamax, or a Neo-Panamax design, largest ship that can get through the Panama Canal, built in Hyundai Heavy Industries. I worked in Hyundai Heavy Industries and went on board a sister ship to the Dali. These ships are operated in and out of the U.S. and get around the Jones Act by having foreign crews. As long as they don't come into two U.S. ports, one after the other, they're allowed to be foreign flagged and use our ports. The crew on a ship like this is paid very low wages and could be from anywhere in the world, Indian, Sri Lanka, Filipino. These ships like these are maintained on shoestring budgets. The shipping industry is very competitive, and how much money you spend on maintenance can make or break a contract. These ships have the minimum safety designs to be seaworthy enough to enter U.S. waters. They generally don't meet Coast Guard regulations. Ships like these don't have very many redundant power systems. In the case of a power outage, like we saw here, the blackout, there's an emergency generator. If that doesn't come on or comes on and then trips back off, then you don't have any steering. This ship weighs about 100,000 tons, and with that momentum, putting the anchor down, it didn't really do anything. It's like putting sewing thread down to try to stop a school bus. The public lives in blissful ignorance of how unreliable and how poorly crewed these vessels actually are. There are many, many failure modes that can cause a power outage on a ship to lose the plant, both electrical and mechanical. Again, when you're doing shoestring maintenance, that's the kind of thing that happens. That said, this didn't look intentional to me. It looks like just a power outage. The ship drifted into the support for the bridge, and the bridge collapsed. There's no conspiracy going on here. It's just lack of maintenance and human error with the crew.
Person that they chose to be the commissioner for the Port Bridge of Baltimore had no experience. She was chosen for the position because she was black, had no experience. And so this is what happens. This is why I'm against DEI. You know, I'm all for diversity. I'm all for African Americans having, but I'm for African Americans like they did after Martin Luther King, that worked hard, that went to school, got the degrees, got the education to get where they were. They're not were handed anything. Martin Luther King wasn't handed anything. These were educated people. They weren't handed opportunities. They took opportunities. This is what happens when we play racism in the name of equality.
Are you crazy?
You're fucking
behind. You're fucking bloody bastard, bitch. Fuck you, bloody fucking mother, bloody fuck, bitch.
Wait a minute. We don't even know if this thing is safe or not.
Well, best way to find out is to get her out on the ocean, kitty. Anything's gonna happen, it's gonna happen out there.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host. I'm the captain. And this is Inside Four Walls. We have three articles today. We're going to start here at The Blaze. Because I'm leaning towards this opinion. And I understand The Blaze, well, is not a right-wing media outlet. Most of the PSA that has mixed factuality. Well, that's fine. I pulled up two sources that have high factuality. And one of them is considered center. So, I'd say they're both fairly kind of left-leaning outlets. One of them's more of a shill outlet, kind of like the Drudge Report, but we'll get into it. So I got this article from questionable outlet, The Blaze, owned by demonic overlord of conservative media, Glenn Beck of Big Ton. I don't give a fuck about Glenn Beck. I always kind of find myself amused by him. No offense to the Mormons who listen to the show, if you listen to the show, but he's a big-time American historian, and he's Mormon. I just feel like historian and Mormon don't go together. And I know. But we changed our terms of service, in 1999, or in 89, or in 76, or whatever the fuck. We changed our views. So you're not actually Mormons. You're like some neo-Mormon. Okay. I'm just saying, like, the founder of your religion wouldn't recognize you as the religion he called Mormon. Again, once you guys kind of changed your opinion on why black people have black skin, your credibility with anybody kind of went downhill. I'm just saying, like, that's not that. That's also why a lot of people just didn't buy your bullshit to begin with. But also, Mormons kind of like, you know, American Islam. This has nothing to do with this episode. I'm just alienating, like, a fraction of my audience for no fucking reason. Again, this show has zero to do with fucking broing. Let's get into this article, shall we? I can never get over the dichotomy of a big American historian like Glenn Beck being Mormon. Okay, bud. No offense, but also maybe a little. Continuing on. Ship that obliterated Baltimore Bridge was involved in a previous collision managed by a DEI captive company. Now, this is the main argument floating around the internet. Right? Keep that in mind, because the next two articles are fucking unhinged. By Joseph Mackinnon, March 26, 2024. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is apparently not the first structure that Dali has left a mark on in recent years. Yuck. That's a good one, Glenn. Or Joseph. The Singapore-flagged container ship that obliterated the bridge and effectively closed the second container ship that obliterated the ship and effectively closed the second busiest port in the Mid-Atlantic Tuesday morning. It was in the top 10 on that chunk of the country. Okay, so number 2 largest there, because it's in the top 20 in America. In the Mid-Atlantic Tuesday morning previously had an incident in a Belgian port. Let me grab my glasses. The Dali, a 984-foot vessel owned by Grace Oceans Private Ltd. and managed by the DEI captive Synergy Marine Corp. or Group, collided with the stone pier in the port of the Antwerp during the unmooring maneuvers on July 11, 2016. Hallowed be thy year. The incident, joking of course, the incident, which one thing I will say about 2016 is everybody talks about how it was the worst year ever. Like when you, I remember living through 2016, everybody's like, this year sucks. My favorite celebrity died was basically the general vibe of that year going through it. But now in hindsight, I'm like, may have been the best year of our lives. Shit. It's alright, you usually spend the best days of your lives unaware of their significance until many years down the road when you wish you could relive them. That's usually how that goes. Anyone else feeling existential dread lately? Just me? Alright, I'll keep it to myself. The incident, which reportedly occurred on a clear day with good weather, resulted in significant damages to the stern and transom, my apologies, of the ship. Right here. By Sasha. Hey, media. It's a verified account. That used to mean something to you. Baltimore Bridge. Same ship in Belgium, 2016. Also crashed and had electoral issues. My apologies. Freudian slip, of course. The people that say it's a cyber attack are spreading false information. Yeah, it's a shitty ship. Just the brightest. Coming to the Suez Canal next, right? Why not? Vessel Finder. Again, the Suez Canal ship also was in two accidents. That same ship got lodged, or no, that ship's sister ship owned by the same company, got lodged in a different canal, too. Like a year later. It was wild. Vessel Finder noted, at the time, the ship remained afloat but suffered breaches near the waterline as well as serious damage to its berth requiring repairs. The ship was detained and closed for cargo. Quote, as a general rule, these accidents are investigated, and the ships are only allowed to leave after the experts have determined it is safe for them to do so. A spokesman for the port of Antwerp told Reuters. The incident was reportedly, I got really chapped suddenly. Anyway, the results of mistakes made by the master and pilot on board. The same ship attempted to leave Baltimore Harbor just after 1 a.m. Tuesday morning. However, while traveling at what Maryland Gov. Westmore indicates was a, quote, very rapid speed, the ship allegedly lost power. The pilots alerted authorities. I'm just hearing the weirdest noises outside. Anyway, the pilot alerted authorities, but were eventually unable to arrest the ship's process. Blaze News previously reported that the Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley claimed there was, quote, absolutely no indication that Dolly rammed into the bridge intentionally. The FBI Baltimore field office indicated several hours after the incident, quote, there is no specific incredible information to suggest any ties to terrorism at this time. The unclassified cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency report suggested the Dolly lost propulsion while leaving the port and that the pilots alerted officials to their loss of control. At 1:28 a.m., the unit container, so this is about 28 minutes after that first call we just got through, went out saying, hey, we're having issues. Don't know why you kept fucking trying to drive the ship after you reported issues. You kind of just should have just put everything in neutral or shutdown mode. It was already naturally gradually coming to a halt anyway. You might as well just kind of, like, you know, turn everything off. And again, I don't know anything about operating ships this big. I'm thinking of it as, like, cars having issues. You know, if you're spinning out, last thing you really want to do is fucking pedal to the metal if you're spinning out in your car. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just want to maintain. So, I'm just kind of, that's what I'm comparing it to. I know it's not comparable, but, you know, that's what I know. Anyway, the FBI Baltimore field office indicated several hours, no specific field office, cyber attack, blah, 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 an unclassified cyber attack infrastructure that there was no proof at the time. A security agency reported suggested the Dolly lost propulsion while leaving port and that the pilots alerted officials to their loss of control. At 1:28 a.m., the unit container ship careened into a pier holding up the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge, which spanned 1.6 miles over the Pecosco River, immediately collapsed. Several vehicles atop the bridge at the time of the collision plunged into the frigid waters below. Two individuals were rescued, one of whom was in critical condition. Six were missing at the time of publication. I believe since then they have found two more of them. Actually, I recently had read that at Wednesday or early Wednesday morning at, like, I'm not going to say what time because I don't have it offhand. They had found two individuals. Anyway, waters below, two individuals were rescued, one of whom is in critical condition. Six were still missing at the time of publication. The ship's all Indian crew all survived. Breaking right here, just if you want to see it again. Wild. Synergy Marine Corps Group. God damn. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Corps. Anyway, Synergy Marine Group, the company tasked with managing the ship, appears to have priorities besides avoiding collisions with critical infrastructure. The company touts itself as a, quote, leading ship manager, providing end-to-end maritime solutions with precisely and expertly tailored services. Sounds like your ass is about to lose a lawsuit for false advertisement. Synergy Marine Group states on its website that, quote, issues related to diversity are a high priority at Synergy. We realize that the benefits of diversity are best achieved by fostering greater inclusion and belonging. TLDR, lowering standards so you get as many people in as possible. And not only that, make it so if you achieve a certain level of high score, you're unadmissible because you are a threat to your fucking inferior counterparts. And that's not a race thing. That's exclusively a meritocratic. Nothing further to it. Everyone is going to argue this, and I've seen this argument made. Well, you just hate fucking working with black and Asian and all these other groups. It's like, first off, the group that is the most prejudiced by these practices is legit. I roll here, sure. The Asian community. Look at what happened with them in Harvard. They were getting rejected because of their high testing scores. I say that as a white guy. I don't give a fuck. I think college is a scam anyway, so I'm smarter than everyone because I said fuck that noise and dropped out of high school and college. Like a pimp. Now, the problem is everyone wants to make it a people want to make this a race issue on the left or in the corporate space. Why? Because that's the easiest way to denounce it to the uninitiated. Oh, you just don't like working with gay people. You don't like working with trannies. You don't like working with blacks or Jews or whatever fucking demographic they want to paint it under. No, it's the fact that you've lowered your standards so much to widen the net of hireability, statistics aside, that you're letting just anyone join in now. So you have incompetent, Fruit of the Loom, fagatoony fucking white folks joining up that are incompetent as fuck. Trust fund kids that fucking drugged and paid their way through college, as well as people from the projects, people from non-English speaking countries, and look at what's going on with Tyson right now. Tyson's getting their asses kicked to them right now because they fired tons of American workers to hire illegal aliens. We will cover that eventually. So you're seeing this going on right now. Everyone's be like, oh, this is about race. No. It's about prioritizing your fucking fifis over the person who deserves the job the best. Right, I said before on the show, women don't have any place in the military, especially in combat roles. Now, sure, I'm completely fine with them having non-combat roles where it's like fucking secretary work, some shit, whatever non-combat roles are available. I'm fine with that. But if you have some freak of nature chick who can be the outlier to the rule, that 0.01% G.I. Jane type bitch that can just plow through the course, you didn't lower your standards for entry. You kept them at the high level to maintain only the best. And you have this freak of fucking nature chick who plows through your obstacle courses and kicks your ass through boot camp. Sure, she earned it. There's always going to be outliers to the rule. That's actually what a non-racist, fully functional, fucking non-biased system looks like. But when you say, no, the standard is too fucking high, we have to lower that shit so people with an average IQ of 75 to 80, will not elaborate any further on who I'm talking about, can get in at high numbers. All jokes aside here, right? I'm not a prime example of anybody on the right. I'm an edgy boy with an edgy sense of humor. But the point is, you let dumbasses join up en masse, and you're going to get bad fucking outcomes. And when people go to your social media as a company, and what do they see? Tons of posts saying, we are hiring for diversity. Diversity is our strength. Diversity fucking kills. Forced diversity fucking kills. It's not about diversity. Fuck you and your diversity. Can you do the job or can you not do the fucking job? It's really that simple. Show up, get your shit done. There will be no problems. That's it. The problem comes in when shit like this repeatedly happens. And then people die. And then people get mad and call you racist when you point out that DIE or DEI equals DIE. Then their fucking assholes get torn in sunders and they get all mad and worked up about it. And it's like, no. You demanded we hire the black guy who identifies as a Zazer and has multicolored hair and face tattoos. You demanded we hire Legion here who identifies as they, them. The one who is many. But no, you know, we're the bad people for noticing, folks. Remember, that's the key word. Noticing. Here at Inside Four Walls, we are a bunch of fucking noticers. We notice a lot about a lot of things that you shouldn't, that you're at least told you shouldn't be noticing. But you notice them. Like all these companies going to shit. All these pieces of infrastructure falling apart. All these plane companies crashing. Boeing. You know, you're looking around. It's like, well, what's going on? Oh, diversity. Sweet fucking baby. See that I'm talking about? Doesn't mean I'm not up on Gamergate 2. Which I haven't had a chance to really talk about the way I should. Yeah. DEI is DIE for your company and potentially bystanders. This is, by the way, this is all a product of the culture war. And the culture war was a byproduct of this shit to begin with. Woke ideologies in schools and media, and woke was originally just political correctness, by the way. You can completely reject the word woke and substitute it for PC, PC culture, and political correctness. I'm sure there was a nomenclature for political correctness before the word PC was a common phrase used for this kind of bullshit. Before my time, however. So this is all dating way back to like the early 2000s with the PC bullshit. Don't say this because it could hurt these people's feelings. Don't say facts because facts are hurtful and can hurt people's feelings. You bubbled them. And as it turned on, the things that used to be called PC became woke after they became gay or social justice or any nomenclature between political correctness and wokeness. These are just the two doming. And by the way, when people ask you, oh yeah, how would you define wokeness? Same thing as political correctness. Avoiding talking about certain topics to the detriment of society because you want to avoid hurting people's feelings or saying things that could be perceived as offensive to people's feelings and emotions. Placing people's fifis over reality in order to keep things simple, even though it has a greater detriment on society as a whole. Pretty simple fucking definition of woke. And usually people on Twitter ask me, well, define woke then. They shut the fuck up after you say that. So put that in your brain. Moving on. The company indicated its goal was, inclusion and belonging. The company indicated that its goal is a, quote, workplace that is truly characterized by inclusion and belonging. Fuck you. You want to know how you get your belonging there? You earn it by being good at your fucking profession. Wild concept, that. I know it's hard for you to wrap your rainbow-soaked mind around. My apologies. Days prior to the paralyzing a major American port, the company underscored its commitment to diversity at sea. God, I can smell the group of white women who came up with that garbage fucking name. Let's see. And DEI. Let's pop over here to see the actual full thing. Oh, it's a Facebook post. You fucking love it. We're over here at the Inside Four Walls Facebook, which apparently has some numbers for it. Okay. I never use this. So that's interesting. But that's how it works. Synergy Marine Group. It's so good to see the widespread positivity about the Global Maritime Forum all aboard the Alliance Diversity at Sea Project. Wow. This is like how all female-to-male people talk. It's kind of weird. Actually, a little bit more gravelly, because, you know, they all sound like they're fucking on the Marlboro Man for some reason. Look at that vocal fry. Anyway. We're very specific, sailing off for real-time data and aid-making, seafaring, and more inclusive. Oh, boy. We like to make it more inclusive. And tracking the main issue still encountered by women. Oh, how about the main issue of crashing into shit? Hey, you know what? Just an idea. Maybe don't hire female captains and drivers, and you won't crash into so many things. Oh, gosh. Really, though. You're more worried about this, huh? When your company has a history of crashing vessels, this is what you're tripping out about. The struggles of women. Again, you want to fix it, you just keep high standards, and you keep it rigorous as fuck to get an employment there, and then if people get through it, they get the job. Wow. And it will naturally sort itself out from there. Society really looked at the fact that men are willing to take more dangerous jobs and work longer hours and negotiate for their pay and thought there's something sexist here about it, instead of women just seem to be slightly more passive by nature. Other than the 1 point, like, you know, the 1% of the female population, they're just freaks of nature and have that testosterone in them. You know, the ones that kind of be one of the boys. All jokes aside. To that, we are very pleased to add a piece of wisdom from Asia Kasmaworthy, our representative at the 2022 and 2023 February gathering in Copenhagen. It's always in fucking Copenhagen. Someone should really chew them out. Copenhagen. When more than a dozen industry stakeholders distilled current material and hoped and helped plan the next stages, a former deck officer and currently handling DE&I. Oh boy, there it is. Like I wasn't in the first paragraph already. And crewing projects from our Philippines office. Amid breakout rooms, action list, pin boards, sticky notes, millennials suck, marker pens, and focused camaraderie. Focused or forced? Sounds a lot more like forced camaraderie, which doesn't work. Asia reported that the workshop, quote, "the workshop truly provided a broader perspective and understanding of where we should put in more efforts in this very significant and ambitious project." Clowns. A whole lot of you. Exactly so. Those involved are not simply putting more than women on board, presently than usual, and then just jotting down a few reminders. They have all embarked on a detailed process that, oh god, in repeating cycle, will find, act on, and review information as part of a continuum of adjusting all aspects of onboard life so that one day all women seafarers makes your brain hurt when you read it, are as content as they are unremarked, and the industry can genuinely claim gender partiality. Wow. You know how you get gender partiality? You be actually impartial about it. Oh, wait. Partiality meaning a forced balanced, not a, you know, blind hiring process based on merit alone. Weird. Weird, right? Oh, you know, I'm looking around and there's just too many black people. Yeah, that's right, folks. I'm looking around my workplace. too many black people. You know what? I want to just hire a bunch of white people I know. Just have a bunch of white people come up here and work with me. And you know what? You know what? Again, too many black people. Even though I brought in a bunch of white people, I'm bringing a bunch of Jews too. Right? Okay, so now I got a bunch of white people and a bunch of Jews. And you know what? Still too many black people. I don't like how that many black people. I'm going to fire a bunch of these black people. I'm going to bring in some, I'm bringing some Mexicans. Yeah, I'm bringing some Mexicans. Oh, yeah. All right. Forget that the black people who work here have worked here for years, and they all know what they're doing. They've all been to college, and they're all educated. They all know, as Joe Biden would say, they're all a bunch of sort of clean, well-educated, groomed black men, as Joe Biden would say. And I just fired them all because I just thought I had too many of them around and I didn't want so many black people around anymore. So I, you know, got rid of them and I just brought in a bunch of unqualified, unskilled white people and Asian people and Jews and whatnot. That's basically what this is. Just flip it for white people and Asians. Instead of it being black people and Hispanics being oppressed and stepped all over, it's largely whites and Asians. There's a reason why that Stop Asian Hate shit vanished very fucking quickly. You know, and I get it. Some people are like, it's just white people. It's like, no, actually, it's largely whites and Asians are the ones getting the short end of the DEI stick, if we're being honest here. Look at this picture. Find the Asian. You know what I mean? Let's look. Find a lot of what they would call white passing, like, you know he sucks dick. But I'm looking around. Oh, there's one sort of like Down syndrome Asian. So that's cool. These women aren't Asian, but they're doing the eye things like Asians. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm looking around. I just see a lot of kind of faggy looking white people. You got this fat foreheaded Shaquanda right here. You got a forehead Vake Ramaswam right here. You got, Nicki Minaj Haley right here, you know, BP, Global Diversity Synergy Group, all that good shit, but, yeah, not a lot of Asians. Weird how that seems to work. Again, it's largely white people and Asians who are getting fucked over by this. So I'm just saying, you know, people can be as mad as they want. And I say, I don't care. You gotta just call it out as it is. Borders, respect its understanding of where we should put in effort in this very significant and ambiguous project. I already read all that. So, right here, we are still a long way off. So, again, the whole, we still have too many black people. We need to bring in, let's bring in some Asians to keep balancing it out here. Again, forget that the black people that we're replacing all know what they're doing, all are skilled, and we're just replacing them with a bunch of random people to make me feel better about my staff. Which, I'm completely thrown out the window here, the fact that there was a DEI initiative put out by the federal government for all these companies that operate in American soil with, like, tax breaks and shit if they participate in DEI elective programs in their companies. Yeah, not to mention the forced DEI programs. Moving on, Synergy Marine Group. Sorry, right here. But we will get there if we follow the signs. The Synergy Marine Group is highly delighted, wholly enthusiastic, and very proud of being one of the participants in this initiative. Now, in the second half of Women's History Month, there is a strong sense of making as well as celebrating history. We are Synergy, diversity at sea, women in maritime, gender parity, women at sea, maritime innovation, sailing for change, DEI, diversity, woo. Like, perhaps lesser concern for divisive, lesser concern for divisive, non-essential ideologues, and more concern for not destroying critical transportation infrastructure is in order. incidents like this have a greater propensity for occurring when you choose employees based on their arbitrary measurements of diversity. Mind you, while they call you racist for calling them out for the whole, like, DEI bullshit, it's projection. They're full of shit. They're the ones hiring people and firing people based on race and immutable characteristics. You're the one saying, why are you doing this? And you're the one getting called the problem. Remember that, folks. Projection is their number one tool. So when you step back and you think about, like, how is the left attacking me right now? 99.9% of the time, the attack they're throwing at you is playing off of an insecurity or a weakness or a flaw they got. Hence the projection. Rules for Radical, I think it's chapter 2. Blame your enemies and blame your foes for your actions. Yeah. Rob's out here killing it. Good shit, Rob. Let's continue on. Of diversity instead on education, merit, and experience. I expect this will be explained in stronger terms by your insurance carrier, which may be paying out a claim for the replacement of the bridge. Boop. Right here, Jen Ha says, if this is what hiring for DEI gets us, I hope airlines don't follow suit. Unfortunately, DEI is already very rampant in the workplace. But people in the comments already blasted them for it. Hey, that's a black dude and a woman of color. Now that I just thought about who I just covered for, who I just read those comments from. Uh-oh! Let's continue on. Baltimore was apparently the company's latest stop on a DEI journey in, quote, that's a quote, DEI journey of building an innovative and sustainable maritime sector, which we all can be proud of. No. And you should be fucking embarrassed by it. The company said you know what I'm going to do real quick? I'm going to hop back over here. Hopefully this doesn't crash the recording. Just because I just have a hunch. So this is what I'm going to do. Hopefully it doesn't crash the recording. Okay, hopefully it's also recording. I'm mad if it's not. I still hear audio in the microphone, so I'll just say it's still recording. Alrighty, so let's get back to the article, shall we? Whilst the exact cause of the incident is yet to be determined, the DALI is now mobilized its qualified individual incident response service. The U.S. Coast Guard and local officials have been notified, and the owner and managers are fully cooperating with federal and state government agencies under the approval plan. President Joe Biden suggested, under an approved plan, my apologies, suggested Tuesday afternoon that he had directed his administration, quote, to ensure every federal resource is available to assist the search and rescue efforts, man. And a response to the terrible incident. Yeah. I'm sure it is, Joey. Now, what's the cope looking like? Alright, so we're gonna hop over here. Because, you know, NBC. Definitely a trustworthy news outlet, because all legacy media is trustworthy, right? We all know this, right, folks? Definitely living up to that PSYOP boy moniker now. I actually really like that. I'm gonna keep that. Ooh. Bumper idea. Anyway, continuing on. Utah lawmaker blames diversity for Baltimore bridge collapse. No, he blamed DEI. The practice of hiring people to evenly balance out the ethnicity of your work staff as opposed to hiring people just based on merit, aka prioritizing hiring people based on race and ethnic background instead of hiring based on merit. You know, something that doesn't matter to race. If they're a black person who can do the job just fine, hire them. If they're a white person who can do the job just fine, hire them. But the DEI practices make you focus and prioritize racism. All of this is old information to anyone who's been following this show or this topic for a prolonged period. Not the bridge class, but the DEI shit in general. It's been a talking point in the culture war going back before. And again, it all ties back to political correctness and all that shit. Oddly enough, I think PC culture actually goes back to Dee Snider's testimony on Congress's floor. None of it, look up Dee Snider Twisted Sister Senate testimony. You'll see what I'm talking about. Continuing on. Baltimore, Utah lawmaker blames diversity, which, fake news, for Baltimore bridge collapse. Phil Lyman, a state representative, retweeted and commented on a post that focused on a commissioner for the Port of Baltimore who is a black woman. If he's the one who's focusing on race, seems like you're focusing on it a lot more. Let's continue on. It also doesn't help that this guy right here, doesn't help me kind of look like Major Chip Hazard from Small Soldiers. If you haven't seen it, don't worry about it. Great movie, though. This article is by Curtis Bunn, published the March 27th of 2024. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. I thought it was just diversity. Oh, that's right. Big shocking headline. Details in the first couple paragraphs. Usually, to their credit, it's usually by the second or third paragraph you get the actual details, but you kind of got to it right here at the end of the paragraph, so that's nice. Diversity, equity, and inclusion has become such a flashpoint across the country that a politician in Utah State Rep. Phil Lyman inferred it was the reason a huge container ship plowed and knocked down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, leaving six people presumed dead. Quote, "This is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens," said Lyman. A Republican running for governor said in a post on Twitter. Twitter put me in Twitter jail, so despite them, I'll be dead-naming X as Twitter. Quote, by the way, side note, isn't it funny that they call it dead-naming, but the reason they call it dead-naming is wrong? They should call it dead naming because when you're dead, that's what your parents are going to put on your fucking tombstone. It has nothing to do with an identity you no longer want to embrace. No. It's called a dead name because that's what's going to be on your tombstone. Moving on. Lyman's... I'm on a roll of alienating audience members. Again, this shows fuck all to do with growing. More about getting the message out. Lyman's post included a retweet of Young Conservative Federation. Actually, I follow them on Facebook. They send me tons of news updates. Which wrote, quote, it's a Young Conservative on Facebook. It's just like a bot, basically. It just sends you headlines and news stories. Usually pretty interesting ones. Sometimes a day late. Moving on. Quote, "Let's meet the commissioners for the Port of Baltimore. Starting with..." Wow, her name really is Caritha. Carinthia, a barber. She knows nothing about ports. I knew nothing about pronouncing her name off the bat. But she is a diversity, equity, and she is a diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging to DEIB auditor and consultant. Right here, the above picture. A photo and a bio for Barbara, a black woman, was included in the post. You keep reminding us that she's a black woman, but he's supposed to be the guy who, you know, is focusing on race, right? Later, Lyman posted DEI equals DIE. Facts. Barbara is one of six commissioners serving at least a three-year term, overseeing the Port of Baltimore, in addition to work on DEIB training. coaching, and consulting. Barber's bio includes experience teaching on university level and being the first female chair of the board of Maryland Automobile Insurance. Okay. Yeah. Tell us you're the first of it. Definitely tells us you're not insecure about your job. Wait till we get to the next article. The other five commissioners' bios say they have a range of career experience, including in maritime science, shipping, and airline industry, corporate law, and Maryland's Department of Transportation. DI consultant Nika White said Lyman's assertions, quote, were not only irresponsible, anti-black, and anti-woman, but also profoundly misguided. Listen, bitch, I don't care what you want to say with your Shaquanda point of view. You give me the alternative. You want to make it about race? Oh, I got jokes for you. No. He very clearly said this is an issue when you hire for unmutable characteristics. He didn't say black. NBC said black. And you said black. The words he specifically used earlier in this article from his original tweet was simply unmutable characteristics. Guess what? My melanin lacking ass is white. Which is just alright with me. But I didn't choose this. I was given it. Inherited it from me family, as it were. Just as you inherited your delightful, unique skin tone from your family. And no two pigments are exactly the same. They're always slightly off. So your pigment is actually unique to you. Your specific exact shade of skin is unique to you. It's like your fingerprint. Many fingerprints are similar, but no two are the same. So, NBC, who has reminded us four times in this article, who is a black woman, by the way, Lyman, who is a black woman, first black woman, and now she's saying what he said is anti-black and anti-woman. No, it's not. And the only reason why you're coming at him like that is because you know you do not have the skills to maintain your job. And if anything ever switched where we started vetting and hiring based on meritocratic orders and firing based on people's ability to do their jobs, your ass would be out. And by the way, look at what's happening at all these different firms and companies. It's happening. Your ass will be out of a job sooner or fucking later. And it's the only reason why you're snapping out like this. The only reason why you want to push off your racists is because you know you're only there because your boss has preferred you over for your race. Making them the racist, by the way. Preferred you over your race to even out the workspace because they felt bad about having too many of a certain demographic. So they had to even out with other demographics so it's more of a hodgepodge. Unfortunately, they didn't hire based on people's ability to do the job. They hired based on people's race only. DEI itself is the racist practice. And the people who defend it are going to call the people who oppose it racist because you blame your enemy. You accuse your opponent of what you're doing. Don't let them have it. Just throw it back in their face and be like, dog, that's rules from radicals. We all know this fucking playbook. Fuck off. Dismiss it in flippant fucking terms. Embarrass them, dog. It's the blunt dismissal of them that breaks them. If you get all worked up, or if you try to play it too cool, you go, oh yeah, dog, but that doesn't make any sense, blah, blah, blah. They're going to get all into it, but just, dog, some rules for radicals. Shut the fuck up. Do you got any actual arguments? They're going to be thrown off. Seriously, that's a fucking killer response to these fucking people. Yeah, dog, I read that in this book. Yeah, you got any actual views on this, or are you just going to quote more other people's words at me all fucking day? They're going to start stammering, blubbering, and slurring and fumbling around. Why? Because the only thing they know on this topic is their own fucking words. Or not their own words, my apologies. Other people's talking points. Other people's words and thoughts on this topic. So they just fucking blurt it out to you from the database in their head. The Rolodex of fucking pointer cards with talking points on it. So when you say, I read that Rules for Radicals, Doc, do you have an actual fucking opinion on this, or are you just going to quote other people's thoughts at me? They're going to scan their head for their actual opinion and be fucking lost in a sea of emptiness. And they won't know how to respond. And that's when you just fucking hammer that shit in. And so, and look, what about, you know, you have all these airlines hiring exclusively women just because they're women. Are you going to really tell me that there's not a massive increase in plane-related incidences where planes are crashing, landing, and all that? And this is just recent. No, it's not. Planes have been having massive issues for the last 3 years. It's just been rampant lately. It's just doubled in frequency. They're just going to sit there. Trust me. Do it. Enjoy. Auntie White. Shut up, bitch. White added, quote, by linking Port of Baltimore Commissioner Corinthia Barber's background to the accident solely because of her involvement with DEI efforts. Oh, there it is. Conservatives, like Lyman, reveal their bias, ignorance, and willingness to say something, to say anything for votes. No, the fact that you're not... What specifically, though? Right? What specifically about his point is targeting women? Break it down for us. Break it down for... All you did is just say, yeah, well, he's just saying that he'd elected. Well, he said you're hiring based exclusively off of people's looks and immutable characteristics instead of their ability to do the job, which is impacting, you know, social welfare and the ability, you know, of like the workplace to be safe. That's a logical argument, conclusive outcome for that argument if it's true. So what's your response? He's just saying that he got elected. Well, what about his statement is wrong though? Again, it's like, you know, people tell you that X, Y, and Z celebrity is wrong. Or sorry, they'll tell you shit like, oh, well, you know, when that celebrity said this political thing you agreed with, it's like, oh, well, he was wrong about that. But when I say it, it's cash money. Just because she's involved with DEI efforts doesn't mean she only focuses on people's fucking backgrounds and ethnicities and races. No, actually, by the very ideology it stems from, critical race theory and critical race practices, it does actually, because the only way you account for past discrimination is with current discrimination, and the only way you make up for current discrimination is with future discrimination according to its own fucking ideology. You know, it's just a very, it's an Ouroboros, if you will, a self-eating serpent. Lyman's office, Lyman's office nor the Baltimore Port Authority respond to request for comment from NBC News. And again, why bother with it? You've already clearly misrepresented it. You put the quote in there where he does not mention one thing about people's races. He says immutable characteristics is what they're hiring over instead of people's ability to actually do the job. Then you proceed to bring in two people who you quote who grotesquely misrepresent his quote and straight up falsify his statements. And the reason why a lot of people falsify statements on politicians, and the average person can think about this, politicians can't be sued. And they also can't directly sue you. So people feel like they can just say a whole lot of shit about what politicians are saying and there won't be an outcome for it. There is an outcome later on down the road for it, or if there's any sort of, like, you know, inquiry from, like, a more official source. But, clown shit. But wait till we get to the next article. Poor attorney. But Lyman, in talking to Salt Lake City Tribune, blamed the post on his social media staff, pussy, saying he did not approve of the post before it went live. Quote, it was not our best moment. He told the newspaper, quote, the post was a knee-jerk reaction to some of the things others were posting out there. I prefer a dignified approach and something the people who handle the social media are more provocative than what I'm comfortable with, Lyman said. You hired them to represent you mean that when you hired them, you thought they were close enough in thought process to represent you on social media. It's kind of why I have a hard time taking that at face value. Furthermore, commit to it. What you said was based. There was no hint of racism or ethnicity detected in what you were saying. Don't cower before them. They'll just double down and eat you even more. You've admitted guilt to something you didn't do. Coward. Though technically he said, I prefer a more tactful response. Sure, sure. I would have said, yeah, I said what I said. What's next? DEI equals DIE. Next, deadpan him. With the posts were still visible on Lyman's account as of Wednesday afternoon, including the one called DEI Poison and another retweet stating DEI equals didn't earn it. I like that. That's a good one. Right here. Now let's see. What's the, is there a comment section? Nope. It's just an endless sea of articles I had zero interest in. All right. So that being said, I'm going to move on to the next article, which is the last article for this upload. Right here. Baltimore mayor rips those blaming diversity efforts for bridge collapse. Again, no one is blaming diversity. They're blaming the forced diversity because you hire people who don't know what the fuck they're doing because they have the right complexion. They don't have a can-do attitude, but they have a winning complexion. Article is by Caitlin Lewis. A little video here. Is that... Okay, nothing too unique there. Moving on. Baltimore Mayor Brendan Scott slammed a rhetoric swirling online that has blamed diversity and inclusion efforts for the broad... For the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The span... This is, by the way, get ready for real deranged angry takes. I'm going to prove them wrong when we get to it. Stay tuned. The span, which stretched across the Pulaski River, collapsed into the waters below after a large shipping vessel plowed into it around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday. Eight construction workers who were patching potholes on the bridge at the time of the crash also plummeted to the river. Rescue crews saved two of the bodies, and two of the bodies were recovered Wednesday morning, and the remaining four are presumed dead. There you go. Scott, a Democrat, get ready for it, a Democrat who in 2020 won the city's mayoral election with over 70% of the vote, has called the devastation, quote, an unthinkable tragedy, telling reporters that an emotional press briefing Tuesday morning, that his focus was on, quote, first and foremost pray for all those who are impacted, those families, and pray for our first responders and to thank them. All due respect, you're the politician here. Let's keep a separation of church and state coming from you in this current moment. What are you doing? Thoughts and prayers are on us. We'll take care of that. What are you doing? Lead with that. My God. Prattlers. I have no patience for them. Even though I am one. Like certain weird mustache aficionados from Germany, you always hate your own kind, don't you? Some have raised theories. The left-leaning policies, such as diversity, equity, and inclusion, some would say, huh? Efforts are to blame for the bridge collapse. Utah State Representative Phil Lyman on Tuesday shared a post on X, formerly Twitter, attacking Corinthia Barber, the Maryland, we went through that, Port Commissioner, the first black woman to hold the role, claiming she knows nothing about her work, you cut the quote off there for a reason, didn't you? Her work, but is focused on DEI policies. Which seems factually true. Quote, this is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens. Okay, and where was the part about her ethnicity brought in that entire quote? I'm curious. Lyman, a Republican who is running for Utah's Have you ever had a dream? My apologies. Lyman, a Republican who is running to be Utah's next governor, wrote in his post, Westmore, 45, is Maryland's Democratic governor. Other accounts have drawn backlash for making similar remarks specifically directed at Scott, including an Twitter account with the username Jam Yes You Are No. Jam Yes Are No. Which posted Tuesday morning that Scott was Baltimore's DEI mayor. So all I'm hearing is I'm going to go troll this guy. Oh, I can't. I'm in Twitter jail right now. Fuck. The comment, which had over 25 million views on Wednesday, as of Wednesday night, was criticized by the White House spokesman Andrew Bates. Wow. Congratulations. Who wrote in response, quote, you're attacking the mayor of a city suffering a tragedy for saying, quote, we have to first and foremost... Yeah, where is your action? No offense, I'm a Christian myself. I understand it, I get it. Thoughts and prayers. I don't think they're dismissive. I don't think they should be dismissed. They are of value. But we're coming to you to hear what your actions are. And you open it by a slow stammering. Let's pray for the families and the kids and the people and the workers. No, what actions? What agency are you taking to achieve the goal of finding the bodies and relaunching the fucking bridge? Thoughts and prayers. Appreciate it. Ever heard the expression, the Lord helps those who can help themselves? Fuckhead. Anyway. And you're taking a mirror. Yeah. A public figure who's fucking failing. You're absolutely fucking right, by the way. Any elected official should be tested on a daily basis. Trolled, challenged for their opinions, dealing with voicemails, calling them all sorts of names. Fuck off. Grow up and take it, you bitch. Saying one elected representative to the other, presumably. As one to the other. Dealing with people telling you, you suck at your job. Oh, I wish I didn't vote for you. You gotta be able to take it. You gotta go with it. It's gonna happen. And you're just a fucking clown. And you're going, oh, you're just saying because I'm black. No, motherfucker. They're saying it because you suck at your fucking job. Shove your victim card up your ass, dude. It has nothing to do with that. And you gotta be able to fucking deal with the damn criticism. There's nothing to do with the whole fucking... But he's a mayor in a time of tragedy. He's alive. He didn't die. How are the families? They have dead family members that are trying to figure out what is the procedure the government is taking to rectify, I don't know, the dead family member situation. Don't think too hard about that. You might blow a brain vessel thinking about it, right? Fucking... And pray for our first responders and thank them. How on earth could you possibly take issue with this? This is the same thing as when the staffers for various White House, like various White House staffers would tell you, how could you be so heartless? To which my response has always been, you work for a child molester. Or you work for a war criminal. Or you work for somebody that will send my siblings to die. Or some shit along those lines. Usually you get blocked by them and then, you know, you can raise hell because they're technically a government official, and government officials aren't allowed to block you on social media. Again, cite the lawsuits about that. But it seems to be selectively enforced. During an appearance on MSNBC Wednesday night, Scott, a black man... Again, the people complaining about DEI seem to be obsessed about race, yet the people who are here to accuse the people complaining about DEI of being obsessed with race cannot stop telling us they're black. I get it. You can't use punctuation. Your credit score sucks. I know. Sorry. Stop telling me. I get it. I hear Donkey Kong music. Again, man, I have such an antagonistic attitude that if you accuse me of being a basket of deplorables, I will just be that basket of deplorables. Fuck you. And people will love me for it. Or not. I'm always my own target audience anyway. A black man addressed comments blaming diversity efforts for the bridge's collapse, telling the network's Joy Reid, a woman who's never brought joy in her fucking life, that DEI, in my opinion, is a duly elected incumbent. Fuck off. Listen, I'm duly elected too, fucking you faggaloon fuck. Listen, I know we all know, listen, this dude's take is about to be really fucking retarded. I'm just gonna make fun of the whole time, so buckle in. Quote, listen, I know, we all know, and you know very well that black men, and young black men in particular, have been the boogeyman. FBI crime stats, my man. Reference them, like, you should look at them. No one thinks you're the fucking boogeyman other than you, and you're sitting here paying this big victimized target on your back, but then FBI crime statistics say something about a small percentage of the population with an overwhelming amount of the crimes that are violent. And, you know, it doesn't help that the whole, like, KFC Lives Matter organization caused billions of dollars in property value and murdered people in the streets. All on behalf of a fentanyl junkie named George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose after he kidnapped two people in his car and chewed up a fucking speedball and died. Consult the Daily Mail footage about it. I'm just saying, like, you're retarded, dog. But let's continue on. I've been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy, white men should have anything to should be saying anything. Listen, my nigga, let me tell you something real quick. The straight white men that you are making the boogeyman out of overwhelmingly will tell you their favorite Supreme Court justice is Clarence Thomas, a black dude, and like the blackest of black dudes. Watch any interview he's ever given. The dude's a brother, through and fucking through. But your response will be, oh, well, of course you like Clarence Thomas, nigga. He was the motherfucking Uncle Tom and shit, nigga. That's going to be your response to call him an Uncle Tom. You want to know why? Because you have an intellectually depth argument as to why he's an Uncle Tom. Also, the fact that you go and call someone an Uncle Tom is retarded because guess what? Uncle Tom's the fucking good guy of the story. Read it. Uncle Tom doesn't do whatever the fuck you think he did. But go read the book. Uncle Tom does something that's a little bit different than what you might have thought he did. Fucking dipshits. Here, it's a little bit akin to the whole Catcher Freeman episode of the Boondocks. If you ever watch the old Boondocks shows. If you're not, go watch Boondocks, dog. What the fuck are you doing? It's a great show. I love that show. Half my taste in hip-hop came from that show. It's so good. The Boondocks. It's wonderful. And by the way, dog, I've said it before. Byron Donalds will be governor of Florida someday. Mark my fucking words. Byron Donalds is a black dude. Dog, Thomas Sowell is one of my favorite people to listen to. It's Soul. Fuck you. I've said Sowell my whole life. I know it's pronounced Soul. I don't care. A black dude. You're retarded, dog. This is all cope because you know you're not there on merit. You're there because you were a diversity hire. That's it. You're no different than a man putting on a dress and claiming to be a fucking woman and competing against women. That's all you are. You're just in the easy lane because you know it's the easy lane without you having to really exert any fucking effort. That's it. And oh my god, he does not stop. Let's continue on. What they mean by DEI, in my opinion, which is somewhere in the IQ range of 75 to 80, averagely speaking, is, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent, he continued. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say it. They don't have the courage to say, nigga! Bro, shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. First off, let's talk about the word nigga and nigger real quick. It's our word. We gave it to you. You want to talk about cultural appropriation, bitch? Hey, guess what? The N-word? It's our word, actually. It was our word first. Then you took it, appropriated into your culture, and made it this big good thing to be an N-word. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, you goofy fucking diversity hire. Y'all just too scared to say nigga. Y'all just too scared. Nah, you skinny little fucking Fruit Loop. No one is fucking scared of it. And here's the thing. Why are they scared of it if they are scared of it? Is it because they think a black dude is going to have a intellectually depth conversation about, excuse me, good sir, your usage of the word nigga has offended me. Are you aware of the cultural histories behind that word and how it was used, and many would argue to oppress and keep people of a melanin content down, sir? No! They think they're going to be beaten on hardcore by a bunch of black people like a bunch of baboons. Have you ever seen videos of black people throwing hands? Dog, watch footage of a World Star video, right? It's the most ratchet you can find. And then go watch footage of, like, Congo apes fighting. It's the same shit. They're just squatting over each other, bringing their fists up and down in the air like they're doing the fucking Roomba dance. And they're just smashing it like fucking Donkey Kong with barrels. You don't fight stereotypes by living up to the fucking stereotypes. And the problem that nobody wants to admit with stereotypes, we all used to know was true, is there's a little bit of truth in every stereotype. Every stereotype has that fucking granule of truth in it. Alright. So shut the fuck up. The only reason anyone would be scared of a word in the first place is because they're scared they're going to be violently attacked for saying wobbly fucking air. The only words that, the only power that words have are the power over you you give them. Dog, I've been wearing a MAGA hat longer than I've actually been willing to vote for Donald Trump. In 2016, I voted for him in the primaries, but I was going John McAfee the whole time. But come actual election day, I didn't vote. I walked down to the polling station, got in, handed my card, looked at the sheet, and it said, Trump Hillary. And I said, I'm out. I'm not doing this. I literally turned in a blank ballot that year. No, actually, I wrote myself into it. But that's it. So I guess technically I did, but I voted for myself. Doesn't matter. Doesn't count. Then I went home, and I went to bed. Right? But I bought a MAGA hat in late 2015 when he launched. I bought a black MAGA hat, dog. A lot of people seem to have the black one. I got the black one. Because, you know, I'm a special one. The Black Swan event. But, I've been called it all. Like I said before, my favorite insult I heard for a while was mag fag. To which my immediate response is, wait, I'm a fag? So I'm one of you. Hey, ally, I'm a fag. Dog, me and this fag on the same side. Oh my god, they hated the fucking turnaround. They always do. And it's not hard to fucking do. Just turn that shit up on themselves. And they'll just be all mad, and they'll repeat themselves, and they'll spin in a circle and diver and hither around in circles, and it's just fun, good enjoyment, like a fucking top spinning. It's old school, timeless enjoyment for the whole family. Who doesn't love a good spinning top once in a while? You know? It's just fun. However, if you let words have power over you, you let people who use the words have the power over you. Maybe it's because I have a Catholic number of siblings, and I'm the very youngest of it. So I caught ass whoopings from people as a baby, as a toddler. I caught ass whoopings from kids in pull-ups to high schoolers. And that shit did not change. You know, as a first grader, I'm still throwing hands with high schoolers. You know what I mean? You just cannot, I cannot fathom living in a world where words hurt you. At all. Like, that's just the most pathetic, sad, fucking garbage shit I've ever fucking heard of, dog. If you go out in the world and someone goes, you're a fucking cracker, you fucking cunt, kike, bitch ass, you pussyfoot, yellow belly, coward nigga, fucking feckless failure, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and any of those names get under your skin to the point where you're either going to beat somebody's ass for calling you it, or whatever the fuck, you've given that person so much power over you already, especially in today's culture. Sure, like 25, 30 years ago, someone could run their mouth to you, and you're like, oh yeah, back that shit up, throw hands. Actually respectable 25 to 30 years ago. Now, whether you're in the right or the wrong, it's whoever calls the cops first is going to be the one who doesn't go to jail that night. There's no point in letting these words fucking win you over. If anything, pull your phone out and film them. It's free views and entertainment. But my God, I cannot imagine being such a fucking bubble bitch. So fucking bitch made that you're having this whole panic session because someone said, hey, you know, I it looks like this company was hiring people based, you know, based off of how they looked as opposed to their actual ability to do their job. You know, we should investigate that. And your response is, don't you, what the, are you racist? You scared to say the N-word? Dog, do you realize how fucking unhinged you sound? You sound goofy. Like, you sound fucking wild, dog. Shut up. You sound retarded. And you're about to lose your fucking job, it sounds like. You sounds like you're about to be voted out, dog. Especially after this. And that's probably why you're acting out the way you are. Because all this looks really bad with a big election coming around the corner. You know what I mean? Like, shut the fuck up, you goofy fucking bitch. Ain't nobody... Oh, what have I done? Uh-oh. Nothing. Boop-boop. Let's see. They don't have the courage to say nigga. I mean, to say the N-word. Oh, I'm so scared. Again... There's nothing quite like when people say, yeah, well, y'all just scared to say the N-word. Yeah, it's probably because you're going to fucking ape out on us and beat the shit out of anybody if they just say a word. Way to really drive home the point that you're, you know, over the whole, like, oh, it's just a word, dog. It don't bother me. Speaking of Boondocks, that scene where the teacher is like, or Riley starts cursing and saying, nigga this, nigga that, nigga they. And then I have the white teacher who was like, when he said, nigga, can I borrow a fry? I wasn't even shocked that he said the word. I was shocked. Like, how are you going to borrow a fry, my nigga? Like, are you going to give it back? Go watch it. Go watch it. Oh, my God. Watch the Boondocks. It's so good. It's so good. Blazing Saddles level of humor. If you can get over the whole, like, BLM. It's not really BLM. It's more like Malcolm X versus MLK. And I have a different view on both those guys. So it's... Anyway, the show's just entertaining. It's so good. It's so fucking good. Moving on. What they mean to say, already read that. N-word, and the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology scares them. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, dog. The fact that you're out here saying all this goofy, hyperbolic-ass shit shows who's really fucking scared and bitch-mad right now, and here's the plot twist. It ain't our team, bitch. There's a lot of people on our side that are bitch made, and we're getting rid of them. We're voting them out. They're being dumped. They're getting. We're ditching them. We're ditching them rapidly, dog. And the left, dog, y'all so splintered over this whole like Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Russia shit. Voter support in general and excitement to vote has just been petering off so hard with the left. Motherfucker, shut up. Fucking bitch made cornball motherfucker out here running all that stupid bullshit out of it. Fucking run your mouth 300 miles a second with a fucking, you got an 18 gallon box of thought with fucking 2 ounces of thoughts in them. That goofy ass bitch. Anyway, officials, not me slipping into some local language. Anyway, local language. That's a good way of putting it. Officials have said that Dolly, the freighter ship that struck the key bridge, had experienced a complete power failure and lost control of its navigation and engine controls before crashing into the span. It is unclear what caused the power outage, and investigations are underway. Which, again, you investigated. To sit here and attack the outcome of an investigation that has not been ruled the outcome of the investigation is unhinged. They're out here saying, it's your fucking, how dare you say it's DEI? You're racist. It's like, no, just because you say, hey, there's these old tweets from the company that suggest they were hiring based on, you know, a requirement that makes them discriminate based on looks. Like, they were hiring people because they had too many one demographic, so they were forcibly hiring a bunch of other demographics, but most of the other people in this demographic they were hiring, not because they're of that demographic, but because it was a rush hiring process, are not qualified for the position they were hired into. And this is likely why we're seeing some of these outcomes, at least to the point where it's worth investigating. And the fact that your response to a proposal to for an investigation into that topic is to completely melt down and invent this whole race boogeyman, which, by the way, if your whole goal is to accuse the right of being the party of racism and racial division, maybe don't drive home the point 80 billion times that you're a black man and that they're just too fucking yellow back to fucking say the word nigga. Because, homie, that's not true. Guys, consult my On the Streets interview. There's videos of me and a black man having an in-person debate in public about the N-word. Go for it. I did stand-up comedy. There's footage of that out there, too. I said this shit in public, man. I did a joke about having Samuel Jackson as a Tom reader forever ago. I was like, can you imagine getting cussed out by Samuel Jackson? And I dropped the N-word. I dropped the N-bomb like 1,000 fucking times. I've said so many times in here. You know, I just get fucking bored with the word, dog. The only word I don't get bored of saying is fuck. And it's just because it's the ultimate utility word. You know, it goes with everything. Race baiters, dog. I've never been able to tolerate them. Jesse Jackson all the way up to here, man. Al Sharpton, this guy, fuck all yourselves. You're the reason there's so much racial division in this goddamn country. No one else, just you. So shut the fuck up kindly. Or unkindly. Whatever, just get voted out. And vanish. You know, do like a, nah, just shut the fuck up. I'm tired of their bullshit. Officials have said that Dali, a freighter ship, a bridge, complete power failure and lost control of its navigation and engineering controls before it crashed into the spam. It's unclear. Power outage underway. The administration of Joe Biden has said that it intends federal government to fully... We already read all that. That's all old information at this point. All right. So you get the idea. Now I'm going to switch over. Just a heads up. It's going to turn bright white in 3. So just get your eyes ready. 3, 2. All right. So let's just check out the comments real quick. Just read a couple of these. So, right here. Jim. I remember when Grandpa wrecked the Falcon back in 65. It's heartbreaking. Grandma had struck one of those tiny boxes of Kleenex up on the dashboard. And that surely cost it. Later, it was discovered that the ashtray in the seat arms, the dash, and even the back seat may even contain both juicy fruit and double mint gum wrappers. A receipt for disaster and telephone polling Falcons, if there ever was one. But Grandpa was eventually able to accept diversity of juicy fruit and snack of double mint, and I honestly, that joke kind of went over my head towards the end. Moving on. Respect the USA. Utah State Representative Phil Lyman on Tuesday shared 2X formerly Twitter. Shut up. You just copy and pasted shit. Attacking Corinthia Barber, Maryland Commissioner. Maryland Commissioner, the first black woman to hold the role, claiming she knows nothing about her work, but is more focused on DEI politics. Lives are being lost due to DEI policies. Why is this woman hired if she doesn't know anything about being a port commissioner? Was she in the Navy? I bet there were better qualified people for the job. I'm guessing those other candidates have squeezed more salt water out of their socks than this commissioner has ever sailed over. Michael B. Maxwell says, not a single life has been lost due to DEI politics because... Oh, dog. It's always this shit, right? No lives have ever been lost due to DEI policies. Planes are crashing. Dog, people are actively dying. Open your fucking eyes and look around. It's really not that hard of a fucking deduction to come to. And even then, what's your actual argument that it's not killing people? Furthermore, you know it's a banger when they say furthermore. Neither the Maryland governor, nor the Baltimore mayor, nor the Maryland port commissioner built that bridge or drove that ship. It doesn't matter. No one is directly accusing them of DEI. The issue was when they said, hey, this company specifically, the Maritime Group company specifically, has all this shit on their social media talking about encouraging and doing these equity and inclusion hiring drives and working to hire more women and, you know, understanding the oppression of women and all that nonsense. They're accusing the company of DEI, you fucking retard. Then these local politicians stepped up and said, you're just racists. And this article is talking about their response, calling people racist. The only reason why Corinthia Barber's name came up is because she responded to Lyman's tweet. Not the other way around, you fucking idiot. You goddamn invalid. Furthermore, it was going to be a banger when I heard that word. Nor Maryland Port Commissioner built that bridge or ship, and no one said they fucking did. Perhaps the bridge could have been better defended. Like having, yeah, again, what's really interesting is the state and federal government agreed. Yeah, that bridge should have been more reinforced. It was not strong enough or reinforced to withstand a head-on collision from a ship. Again, your ability to copy and paste shit from other articles is impressive. Although, that is a debate. It's not a debate. See, it's really not a debate because the federal government and the state government said so. And if your whole thing is I trust politicians and how dare you say this about my politicians, well, your argument gets even weirder by the fucking second, doesn't it? Easily four times, cargo ships, okay. If you want to lay the blame, maybe you should look at the company that owns the ship, which is what people were doing. Michael B. Maxwell, you are a fucking invalidic retard. Heartfelt. Moving on. Grace Ocean's private out of Singapore, or the company that chartered the ship. Again, what everyone has been doing. And demanding that these companies pay the bill. Like I even said in my past episode, it kind of seems like maybe possibly what Joe Biden was in at when he goes, we're going to prepay this and go from there. It's like, oh, okay, well, shit. Dash Container, let's see, Singapore, or the company that entered the shipping company, or the company that manages the ship and its crew, Synergy Marine. Again, that's exactly who they're blaming for this. Or the parent company, Unity Group Holdings International, based in Hong Kong. Again, yes, completely agree. We already are. The fact that you're bringing this to some snide point is fucking retarded. You fundamentally missed what the conversation of this article was, and you wrote this whole big paragraph into which I respond with Zero Pussy and What It Does to a Motherfucker by Murray Rothbard. Google that. It's a good thing. You should Google it and download the first picture you see. Moving on. After all, this is capitalism. There are limits to what the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore and the port of Baltimore can do. You both comprehend and do not comprehend your words in such a stunning, jaw-dropping fashion. It is immaculate in its very fucking nature of existence. Don't change. Be you, you unique little unicorn you. Oh my goodness. Goodness gracious. Oh god. Look at this gym comment. It's just a level of retards in this. Grasping, 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 says Jim, and not one straw. If the other side cleaned the stalls of Trump's 3,573 lies, they're... Clean the stalls of Trump's 30,573 lies. Okay. Okay, Jim. The fact that you went by Jim is a tell. No offense to the gyms I know, but most gyms I know are goofy fucking union retarded liberals. There would be room for a single straw of grass rather than a Guinness record muck outflowing over the tops of their gumboots? Same use silage? Different day. What the fuck are you talking about, Jim? Based. That's racist. And Jim's down here, he goes, have you no shame? That was the question from the 1940s dramatic movies and Bugs Bunny. This cannot be a real account. This has to be like some sort of troll, right? Bugs Bunny cartoons. Spelled bunny. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. First, it was a mythical Ukrainian ship captain. Now it's diversity? Wait. The whole Ukraine captain grabbing that thing was like a joke I saw on 4chan. And then I saw it on Twitter. I have not actually seen that reported by any credible source or independent source that I would deem credible either. So, I mean, yeah, if there's any evidence that it was actually like some Ukrainian captain dude, yeah, sure, leave me a link in the description below. Let me see that. I haven't seen it. I saw the shit on Twitter people were talking about, but... weren't y'all talking about how great the Ghost of Kiev was, and that was a myth, too? Shut the fuck up, clowny bitch. Now it's diversity? No, it's lack of hiring people based on their ability to actually do the job. These folks jump and jerk like a dog biting a fence charger. Biting a fence charger? Any corpse is an opportunity for a date. 30,573 lies. I blame the Confederate flag. After all, they're trying to overthrow the government. GOP no more left that comment. And to Jim and GOP no more, as well as most of the people in this comment section, I encourage you all to please keep getting your boosters. And mix and match. And hey, what does your doctor know? You know what's best. Take more. As many as you feel comfortable taking. That's not medical advice. I'm not a doctor, of course. I just support your medical freedom to take as many vaccines as you deserve. Moving on! Actually, I think I'm going to wrap this article up here. Like I said, this was the last article of the day. People just be tripping on the comments, driven home the point already. People are blaming the ship liner for the issues here. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. But yeah, this is the deep dive into the DEI side of this argument, and I've been your host, James Madison. Yeah, as more details come out, we'll do more updates on this. I'll be covering more lefty views on stuff. It's just, you know, why bother? I can just go to the outlets that are decent outlets and go from there. That being said, this has been James Madison. This has been Inside Four Walls. And I'll invite you to come sail away. Come sail away with me.